The theme of my meditation this week is about how trauma gets trapped in the tissues and cells of our bodies and what we can do to go about releasing the trauma that is trapped. The meditation will be somewhat unusual in the sense that I'm going to tell a personal story about my own experience over the last 6 weeks with a candida cleanse, which has elicited profound healing for me personally. In the second part of this meditation, I will actually do a meditation that will address and help release whatever traumas may be residing in the cells of your body. I am currently in the downtown motel of Mountain View, Oregon, en route to my Uncle Gordon Ward's funeral service. Gordon had Parkinson's for 10 or 15 years and died just 3 months ago. He donated his body for university research. His body has been cremated, and I am going with the entire rest of the family to the ceremony in Casper, Wyoming. Gordon was a remarkable man in every respect, a college president, a Wyoming legislator, a school principal, and a historian of remarkable repute. He is a man I have always admired, and I will be celebrating his life in just a few days with my aunt and all of the other family members. The story I'm about to tell is a story that I never thought I would be telling, for it has been a true revelation and a surprise to me personally. I began a candida cleanse 6 weeks ago for several reasons. One, I suspected I might need to do that personally. I had some spots that had appeared in my body, and instead of guessing they were cancer or some other kind of horrible condition, I simply began to guess perhaps candida was rearing its ugly head on the surface of my body, and a candida cleanse might do me some good. I also had an intuition that perhaps candida is a factor, maybe even a large factor, which contributes to the symptoms of Parkinson's for some, if not many, individuals. I always experiment on myself with many, many different therapies that I talk about. I've done many, many, many detox therapies with many therapists, and part of my work has been to document the results of all the work I've done on myself. The detox program, which involved candida, turns out to be a huge surprise. I've talked about what I specifically have done with my program in one of my previous radio programs. I will not talk about the specifics of my program in this particular meditation. Be aware that candida is the most difficult and challenging of critters to get rid of in our bodies. I've seen there are a number of very popular promotional programs for cleansing your body of candida in 3 days or 6 days, super kind of deals that are supposed to work nifty jifty. The truth is, those particular programs just invite the candida to bury deeper down into the cellular structure of our bodies. A candida cleanse, I have discovered, is a true challenge. Perhaps the most significant challenge I have undertaken in my life in terms of my healing decisions. I am a person, since my wife died 10 years ago, who has done many, many things to help myself heal my physical body and heal the grief that I have held in my tissues. I have been to a four-year healing school known as the Harvard Healing School of the United States, the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, to help me heal the wounds that resided deep inside my tissues. I have received cranial sacral therapy training and actually been certified in that. So I probably have received hundreds and hundreds of personal treatments and healings from one individual or another over the past 10 years. The modalities number into the 20s of the kind of therapies that I have pursued to help me release all of the trauma that I know resides in the tissues of my body. So I'm not a novice at this, but the story I'm about to tell you would suggest that I really am a novice, and I haven't done anything to try to release all of the stress and tension and trauma that is hiding out deep inside myself. When I began the Candida cleanse, many feelings began to emerge that I did not expect. Those feelings centered initially around the death of my wife, which has now been 10 years ago. Concomitant with my therapy for Candida, I also received a Zen massage treatment, which is designed to help me release the trauma that is residing inside my body, from a wonderful therapist in Centralia, Washington. So I travel about an hour to go see this particular therapist because she is so incredible. I noticed that after about 8 days of the detoxing, I saw her for the third time, and the release that I had from the treatment that she gave me was huge. And by that I mean, my body was convulsing. I was shaking violently. I was crying without abandon. I was soaking the sheets on the massage table. I was twisting and turning and moaning and you name it. Now, we all release trauma in our own way, and some people release trauma very quietly. As it turns out, that's not my way. I tend to be very expressive and very emotional and feel very deep feelings as I go through the release of the experience. The sense of all of that for that particular treatment was my grief over the unexpected death of my wife, Nanette, which was truly traumatic and was the trigger for my quitting my academic tenured full professor appointment at a flagship university, a job that I had coveted all my life, in order to begin to do healing work. Now, the curious thing about my particular Candida cleanse program turned out to be that during the next week, I noticed that the feelings began to go back in time. And so I began to have memories and thoughts and experiences of not just Nanette's death, but earlier than that, of some of the traumas that I had experienced in raising a family. And then going back even further, as I got into the third or fourth week of my cleanse, into when I was a teenager and some of the traumatic experiences that I encountered then. I would tell anyone that those experiences were horrendous, but that they were all mental. My father was a genuine professional who was very competent in his field of patent law. He was remarkable in every respect, with one exception. He was an alcoholic. When he would drink, he would get violent. He would hit people, including my mother. And it got pretty rocky in my household when I was a teenager. So I basically grew up in an alcoholic family, as many people have, and lived through the denial of what was going on in my own family. After all, we looked like we were normal and had a very nice house, and we had a very pleasant lifestyle living in one of the richest sections of Atlanta, Georgia. So from everybody's viewpoint, it looked like we were the successful, normal family. Well, as I continued my cleanse, my spots began to disappear, so I got very excited about being able to see the true results of this. And by this I mean, these were spots that I have had on my body since I was a child. I thought they were freckles. But I looked down, and all of a sudden, these weren't freckles. These were evidence of candida that had basically popped out in my body as long ago as when I was a young child. I want to now be much more specific about what happened just several days ago. So I start on my journey for my uncle's funeral services. Deborah is not with me. I wanted to do this by myself because there was a sense this was a healing journey for myself and that I needed to be alone en route. And I began to think about the experiences of when I was a very, very young child. Now, if you ask me as an adult what abuse I had encountered, I would have discounted most of what I experienced. I got through it. It wasn't that bad. Sure, they switched me. Sure, that's what they, you know, families did back then. It's no big deal. But as I went back and as the cleanse continues, I'm getting to the cells, I think, those cells that are housing the candida that basically originated, or their grandfathers or great-grandfathers and mothers originated when I was a very young child. Now, what basically happened just yesterday was a lot of emotions began to surface and memories began to surface about the physical trauma that I actually experienced. So, as it turns out, I was physically hit, and that took the form of switching, not just on my hands, but a switching over my back. And as it turns out, that particular wounding created a physical impairment in my back. I never really knew why it was in the center of my back. I've always felt some soreness. This has been the case for my entire life. It's not an impediment of any sense. It's not any significant illness. But it's always there. It's always a reminder of something that happened. When I went through my cranial sacral therapy training, our teacher basically did a healing on me and pointed out immediately that I had a very serious wound in the center of my back, right in my spinal column. And she said, "So what happened?" And my answer was, "Well, nothing. There was nothing that happened. I don't remember anything." And I quite frankly discounted her abilities. I knew she was quite a marvelous healer in every respect. But I also said to myself, well, all people who are skilled in one modality or another can be wrong on occasion. And this is just her opportunity to be wrong. So I basically discounted her insight that I had a severe and serious trauma, a blow to the middle of my back. Well, the revelation that has unfolded as the candida has begun to leave my body has been that there was significant switching in the center of my back. And as I thought back, I do remember that I was a particularly rebellious 2-year-old, and I must have been difficult to be able to deal with. And so my father, I don't think, would have touched me when he was sober, but when he was drunk, he was a very different man. So we're talking about basically two different individuals, a father that I very much loved and admired, who was everything I ever wanted to be myself, and a father when he was a drunk who was about as horrendous an individual as I have ever met in my life. Now, my father died back in 2001, so he's not here to ask any questions about this, but I know that if I did ask him what happened, he wouldn't remember because he had blackouts when he was drunk, so he would have no memory about anything that he did. He was simply dealing with a child who needed to be disciplined and to put straight. And so he simply did that in the way that he knew how, which would have been how he was treated when he was a child. And of course, he was out of control when he was drunk, And so the force of the whippings were more than a two-year-old could actually take. That's what happened. And what I did when I was a very young child was to decide that I was ready to leave home. And so I basically packed a little small suitcase. I had rocks in it, but for me, that was all that I really needed. And I was ready to leave home. I had that thought, I carried that thought throughout my entire childhood. All I wanted to do was to get away. And now I realize that the abuse that I actually experienced as a very, very young two-year-old child, which I had not remembered until yesterday. So the Candida cleanse has been, for me personally, a profound experience. This is toward the end. I have another 5 or 6 days, so I probably am still going back in time to when I was an infant and when I was an embryo, and who knows how much further back I'll go with this particular cleanse. But it's clear that the Candida houses thought forms and feelings that were experienced by us many, many, many years ago. The trauma, then, I must acknowledge that I have experienced in my life has been significant. I have had many individuals who are practitioners and healers of one type or another tell me that I have a post-traumatic syndrome. And I would simply nod my head and say, well, yeah, but it wasn't that bad. There was a lot of verbal abuse, a lot of argument, a lot of anger, a lot of cruel and hurtful words. But all of that was simply mental, and there was nothing really physical other than simply some switching on my back of my hands, which I, after several years of my healing work, I did begin to remember the switching and the boils that would begin to appear on the back of my hands. As it turns out, it was more serious than that. When my father was drunk, there was actually a physical abuse that turns out to be then trapped in my physical body. Now, I'm not telling this story because I want to suggest that you have to remember any traumas that you've experienced, because I don't think that's true. And I can assure you this is not a set of memories that I would have wanted to be able to surface. But it's pretty clear to me that to be able to release the trauma in my body I experienced as an infant, it was necessary for me to be able to remember what happened to my physical body. It is the case, then, that we all may have traumas that we have forgotten. And let me say, that's a good thing. When the switching would occur when I was a child, I vividly remember the thought, "You cannot hurt me." And that was true because I would physically leave my body. Some of you may have a sense of what's that like, and some of you may not, but literally I would remove myself from my physical body when the physical trauma was happening. So I actually did not feel any pain. That's a good way of coping with trauma, if you ask me, and I think it's a good thing to forget what happened. But the reality is that trauma still gets trapped and stored at the cellular level in our bodies. And what I want to say is, how do I know that? Well, why would I be experiencing all of this now? And my explanation, it's my own personal explanation, mind you, is that I'm going through this Candida cleanse, which is a very aggressive cleanse, which requires a huge commitment from me in terms of dietary restrictions and taking certain kinds of supplements to be able to facilitate the release of the Candida, I am also releasing all of that early trauma that is stored in my body. I am personally convinced now that the yeast infections or the Candida are actually primary in almost everybody's body. When I was young, I had many, many ear infections. As children, how do we cope when there's violence in the household? And the answer is we don't hear it. So I had many very serious and repeated ear infections every 3 or 4 weeks, and I was on constant antibiotics. If you are on antibiotics for any period of time, I can guarantee you, you automatically have Candida. Antibiotics means Candida, period. That means then that as a child of 2 years old, if not 1 year old, I began to seed Candida throughout every cell of my body. Please listen to my radio program and Candida, for I have some significant scientific evidence that links the problems of yeast infections to the symptoms of Parkinson's. There is no specific research evidence to suggest there is a connection. So don't get me wrong, I'm not now telling you a story that other researchers are chasing after. It's my own story. And I am now convinced more than ever that the story has sound credibility. If you have any fungus anywhere in your body, on your toes, on your feet, I suggest that you might pursue the possibility of doing a Candida cleanse, acknowledging that a 3-day or 4-day or 7-day cleanse is not going to do the trick. In fact, it might just bury the Candida deeper into the cellular structure of your body. I think it's a serious undertaking, but an undertaking which has significant healing possibilities for anyone who so decides to make the decision to do such a cleanse. So, I'm suggesting that the discovery for me has been that there is trauma I didn't even know existed, which is being released as I speak this meditation tonight. I've been weeping, I've been crying, I've been releasing incredible emotions that come from when I was 2 years old. I am now 62 years old. That's 60 years later that this trauma has been hanging around in the tissues of my body. I'm here to say it is time for this trauma to leave and to be released. For there is important work that I need to do, and I do not need to be carrying that trauma around with me. Now, I want to remind everyone that I do not have the symptoms of Parkinson's. My interest in Parkinson's comes from the fact that my mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's and died from complications of medication interactions and overdoses, not just from Parkinson's medications, but from other treatments as well. And of course, the ceremony I now am journeying to is another reason. Gordon Ward, my uncle, has just died of Parkinson's disease. So it is an illness which is near and dear to my heart. There is a big part of me that knows there could have been another way for both my uncle and my mother, and I am committed to find what that way is. Don't think there's a single answer, but I do know there are multiple answers that are possibilities. I have written extensively that trauma is a condition which contributes to the symptoms of Parkinson's. It's related to the fear which people experience and the anxiety that people experience, who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. And so trauma is at the root of what happens in terms of aggravating the symptoms. And then underneath the trauma are certain seed thought forms that are driving everything. This, I must say, is an unexpected meditation for me. Not that I plan any of my meditations. I simply begin to work with whatever is up for me that week, whether it is with clients or whether it is with conversations I have had with individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's, or whether it is with something that happened on the radio program or in correspondence I've had with the many people across the world who are connected to Parkinson's recovery. It is a surprise to me to have the revelations that I have had about my own healing over these last 5 or 6 weeks. I quite frankly must say I am astounded to basically discover what has happened to me personally. But it means everything to be able to make it conscious, because in so making it conscious, I am now able to release the trauma which resides in the cellular structure of my body. And by talking about this in a public forum, it is even more helpful to me to be able to release what has been trapped in my body now for 60 long years. The question now that I ask you to consider is whether or not there's a possibility that there may be traumas you've experienced in your own life that are not conscious to you. And let me say again, I do not believe for a minute that it is necessary to make any of that conscious in order to be able to release those traumas. It's not necessary. The story I've just told you is my own personal story, and it happened to be the way I needed to go about releasing the traumas that I have experienced in my own lifetime. The surprise to me is I've been working on releasing these traumas now for 10 long years. And so to have these recent experiences is a huge revelation and a huge surprise to me. So I speak this publicly because I encourage each of you to explore the possibility that Candida may be an underlying issue for you in your own body, which is sustaining and nurturing the symptoms that you may be experiencing that happens to be associated with your diagnosis of Parkinson's or any other condition that you may experience. Speaking energetically, the Candida hold a very low frequency. As I've discussed and explained in previous radio programs and previous meditations, everything has a frequency. Physically, everything has a frequency, and certainly for all living entities, everything has a frequency. And thoughts also have certain frequencies. So what this means is I have had those little living critters in my body for my entire life that have been literally vibrating at a very, very low frequency. Low frequencies are also associated with very negative thought forms. If I sink back into that time when I was a child, I had only negative thoughts about myself, about my abilities, about who I was. I had self-deprecation. I had self-hatred. When I look back at pictures of myself as a young child, I say to myself as a 60-year-old man, "Why, that's a mighty cute little boy." And yet what I remember about looking in the mirror was seeing what an ugly guy that I was, and zeroing in on a black mole that was just in front of my left ear. That's all I could see, was the black mole Well, as it turns out, it wasn't a mole at all. It was Candida. Candida that had already found itself living in my physical body. Now, as I have aged, I have added more and more brown spots, a few black spots here and there on my body, all over the place. It's a very gradual evolution. And so it's so gradual, I haven't really noticed the changes over time until suddenly, about a month or two or three ago, I said to myself, wait a minute, I didn't have these spots 10 years ago. What's going on with my body? What was going on is the candida were taking over. As I would get depressed, I would eat sugar. The sugar was feeding the candida. I would eat starches. The carbohydrates and starches were feeding the candida, and they were having an absolute ball. I'd like to say the following as another encouragement to you to consider doing a serious, long-term candida cleanse. I believe, if you look at the scientists that are researching this, that it's very probable there will be a serious outbreak of some sort of infectious disease that will be worldwide. Who knows what it'll be? It'll be man-made or woman-made for sure. But this particular virus may be so potent that once exposed, it will be very difficult to survive. That means it's even more important to be able to cleanse your physical bodies of the candida because, as I have explained in previous presentations, the candida are actually defending all of the bacteria and all of the viruses that are currently in your body. They are smart critters that are organized and who are constantly and continuously communicating with one another, and who are holding the thought forms that were present at the time they were birthed in our bodies. That's my perspective on what's happened with regard to my personal cleanse over the last 6 weeks, now that I'm here toward the end of that 6 week period of time. It is that as I'm eating sugar as a child to be able to cheer myself up out of a situation that was untenable, trying to give myself some joy as a child in a situation that was horrific, I'm also feeding myself these low-frequency candida that are the thought forms that create a lot of negativity in my life. So the thought forms are coterminous with the candida that are present in our bodies. Now, I want to say that none of what I've just explained is definitively found anywhere in the research literature. This is my personal story. These are my personal insights about what's going on in my own personal body. So I don't make any recommendations to anybody to pursue any treatment without consulting with your doctors or your healthcare practitioners. This just happened to be the choice that I made about what I needed to do in order to improve my own health. I believe I have had a low-grade infection in my body now for years and years that has been defended by the candida that has percolated throughout my body. And so now that I am almost near the end of ridding my body of these candida, that, by the way, grow these little nasty legs when they leak out of our intestines into the cellular structure of our bodies. They're, if you look at them under a microscope, they are really nasty little living critters. So we're not talking about a dead entity here. We're talking about a living organism in our bodies that is hosting on us and living off of our life force and draining our life force. I have decided that if I'm going to be successful in being able to help millions of people recover from the symptoms of Parkinson's, I must cleanse my body of all pathogens, all toxins, and all of those nasty critters that are going to hold my power down. I want to be able to exude the highest frequency possible in order to be able to have an impact on everyone who has the symptoms of Parkinson's. So that's why I've been doing this personally. I can see myself being stuck when I make a move to be able to do something positive for people. And I'm ready for that to stop. I'm ready to release all of those stuck places in me so that I personally can come into my own power. So in summary, I have drawn the conclusion that Candida have been in my body, throughout my body, in my brain, in my ears, in my eyes, in my taste buds, since I was a very small child. And I have drawn the conclusion that those Candida have proliferated. They have grown. They have nurtured themselves. They have held me down because they carry this low frequency that then feeds my own negativity and stops me from having the positive thoughts that I know are necessary to be able to manifest my heart's desire. Now, at the very beginning of this meditation, I promised that the meditation would be in two parts. But I recognize now that I have talked about my story for so long that this meditation is really at its natural conclusion. So what you have heard is my snippet of a life story over the last 6 weeks, which give you a sense of what it has meant to me to cleanse my own personal body of Candida. I never expected at the launch of this program 6 weeks ago that I would experience anything near what I have personally experienced. I didn't have a clue that this particular detox program would open up the healing that it has opened up for me personally. So I am thankful for what it has done for me personally. And I am hopeful that my story, though it is only my story, will inspire you to consider two possibilities. The first possibility is that Candida may also be infesting your body and creating significant health challenges for you. And the second possibility that I want to offer for you to consider is that it may also be a possibility that you have experienced traumas in your life that you are not conscious of. That both possibilities may in fact also apply to you. And if that's the case, the good, the incredible, the exciting news is there are therapies that are available that can help me and can help you release and discharge all of those little Candida critters that you do not need to be hosting in your body, nor do I need to be hosting in my body. And second, there are powerful therapies that have emerged just in the last 10 years that are extremely powerful in being able to help us release the trauma that is trapped in the cellular level of our body. Some of that trauma is conscious, and as I have just explained in my little story, some of the trauma is actually unconscious. It may be just as well for it to remain so, and for many of the therapies, it is not necessary to make any of that trauma conscious. I thank you for my indulgence. And I must confess, I was a bit hesitant to tell my own personal story. But I have a hunch that the story may have some usefulness to many of you who are listening to it, in that it may invite you to consider some possibilities that you have not yet entertained. You've been listening to Robert Rogers, who is on his way to his uncle's service in Casper, Wyoming. I thank you for joining me in this most personal and compelling meditation for me tonight.